Wausau is a tiny panhandle town. It bills itself as the possum capital of the United States. Its annual Possum Festival includes beauty pageants, a live possum auction, and most years, politicians. Here's Florida District 2 Republican Congressman Steve Sutherland in a YouTube video from this summer's festival.
I'll tell you, in just a little while, I'm going to hold a possum. So, I wouldn't say that's the best part. But to be here, to see the people, and to hug necks and shake hands and eat some good food, run the parade route, that was fun.
Sutherland is hardly the first candidate to put the Possum Fest on his schedule. Veteran Tallahassee political reporter Bill Cotterill says it's one of those small-town events that helps show your real folks.
You want to show proper respect for these little counties like Calhoun and Liberty and Washington, and you want to be at the Chippy Rodeo at Bonifay. You want to be at the Oyster Festival in Apalachicola. You don't want to act like you're doing your whole campaign out of a TV studio in Tampa.
Sutherland's Democratic challenger, Gwen Graham, also partook in this year's fest. Here's another video.
There is nothing better than the Possum Festival, and I tell you what, the fact that I won a possum with 8 babies inside, so I actually got 9 possums.
Politicians often participate in the fest's traditional possum auction. Winners mount the stage where they're handed a live wild possum by its tail. Florida Governor Rick Scott did it last year. Proceeds go toward purchasing equipment for a volunteer fire department and funding scholarships for Washington County kids. But the auction has organizers in potentially hot water with state wildlife officials. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, known as PETA, have complained the festival violates state and federal animal exhibition laws.
There was no application and there were no permits or licenses granted. And it is clear when you see the way these animals are treated, that they would not have qualified for a license under those circumstances.
That's PETA lawyer Martina Bernstein. She says grabbing opossums by their tails is animal abuse. And it turns out opossum veterinarians agree. And yes, there are vets who work with injured opossums.
They're one of my favorite animals to work with, in fact.
Lisa Mason is a longtime vet at Florida Wild Veterinary Hospital in Volusia County. I asked her about PETA's claim. Can holding an opossum by its tail cause pain and really serious injuries?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is definitely, and have seen opossums come in for rehabilitation that happened to him, and ended up, he became paralyzed in his back end because of it.
Mason says other possible injuries include spinal cord damage and intestinal failure. She adds it's a myth that adult opossums hang by their tails in the wild. She says holding one by its tail is just as bad as holding a cat by its tail. But wait a second. In the videos, the opossums don't scream out like a cat would. How bad can it really be?
With an opossum, they basically shut down. And so they're not going to fight back from that. They're not going to exhibit any signs of pain, which actually makes them a little bit of a more challenging species to work with in veterinary medicine.
Colloquially, that's known as playing dead. It's what the marsupial does when it's scared. Which makes the optics of all those politicians holding them and shaking them a little awkward. If wildlife officials intervene, it could mean the possum capital of the United States might have to hold festivals without live possums. But PETA's Martina Bernstein says there are alternatives.
You know, there's a possum drop in Georgia, for example, where no live opossum is used. They use a taxidermied opossum. And the people, you know, it's a wildly popular event.
When we reached Possum Fest organizers by phone, they declined to do a taped interview for this story. Committee Chairman Joe Tharp did say, however, he was worried what would happen to the scholarships if there are no possums. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.